we're not doing a whole lot of shows. So I went landscape. I made the executive decision to go landscape. So there's not a whole lot there. So basically, I'll explain this as far as where you're starting. Now, we already know we're down one person already because Ty is not here anymore. So that was a word to me about 5 minutes ago. So her name will be taken out. And then, of course, we already know that RJ, at least he called, said he's not going to be here. So that helps us tremendously because we know who's you know, what spots are open and things like that, especially once we get rolling into more shows and stuff like that. You got one coming down the line. Bless you. All right, next handout coming your guys' way is basically how to bring in the chroma key, which we'll go over today as well, too. There you go. A lot of stuff. As I said, guys, first week or so is really a lot of information overload, so just kind of decompartmentalize as much as you can. That's it, guys. Pass on handouts. We're done for the day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alrighty.
All right, here we go. So basically the way this works as far as the rotation schedule, and again, just reminders, food, drinks, and everything, just make sure purses, man bags, stuff like that. Italian word of the day. We're just trying to be multicultural here. And again, it's hopefully at some point down the line you can battle rap a little bit in Italian post-graduation. So it's always something to kind of do. I think it's always fun. There's Little Italy in every city.
Right.
And the main thing is, chow's a good word. It's good to greet people. So very nice day. So here's the deal with the rotation. So let's just say, for example, I'm alone. I'm not, but if I was. You notice here on Group A all the way at the bottom, she's in an off spot, okay? Now, the thing is, off spot basically means, okay, if everyone's here on the rotation, she's not going to get in for that particular show during her group, okay? But if there is off spots, then, of course, if we know, for example, RJ's not going to be here. You know, RJ's in an off spot anyway, so that doesn't help you. But if there's a couple people not here, then obviously we can try to fill you in. Don't just jump in the spot. Because what I'm going to do here, for example, if, let's say Kim's not here right now. Tech director is open. Okay. What I'm probably going to do to say, okay, Alana, you're going to be switcher next anyway. So what I'm probably going to do is go to Jessica, who is in an off spot right above her. She's the farthest off spot away from switcher, meaning she's probably not going to get to switcher in a scheduled rotation for a little bit of time. So I'm going to try to fit her in first since Alana's going to be there next. See what I'm saying? So basically, hang out because there may be either people that aren't here. There could be people late to a crew call, which we'll explain in a little bit. And therefore, we'll get you in there. Now, if everyone's filled up, if I'm Alana, as an example, what I'm probably going to do is watch the show, because those folks who are in the group and you're in an off spot, you're more than welcome to stay in here and watch the show. In fact, what I would do, I'd probably just watch the show and specifically just watch the technical director and see what the heck they're doing. So therefore, you're prepping yourself mentally a little bit, doing a little homework before you hop on, okay? And it's a learning experience anyway, because it's obviously not a great show anyway. So again, director is Brian C. Now, if I'm Trey, and if I'm looking at Group A down to the director spot, about maybe close to about a third of the way down, Brian's directing. If I'm Trey, I'm probably going to want to hang out and just watch the show. I want to basically see what the director's doing and just kind of really focus in on that. Just so you guys are aware, just the way how this works, main day, guys, I need your attention. Seriously, I really need your attention. So again, keep in mind, if we have any issues as far as not paying attention, folks, that's automatically 70% starting on that first show. I'm going to catch some slack today, but I'm a great guy. Okay? So I just want to make sure you're paying attention because you can jack this whole thing up for us. Even though it's individually graded, but you're really, really causing a little bit of an issue. Now, if this was a production, stuff like that goes on, I'd say see you later, bye. That's arrivederci. Get out of here. Okay? I can't do that because I'm an instructor. If this was a real production, see ya. We don't need you. I'd rather go with a short staff of good people than a bigger staff of just people wasting time. Okay? So, nothing personal. We just got to get to business because it is a big class. We want to make sure everyone's paying attention. So, as I was saying, back to our planet here. Brian's going to be directing. And Trey, what I'm doing, I'm watching director. And if I'm Trey, I'm not really worried about graphics today. I'm not worried about all the other stuff. I'm not worried about 80% of the stuff that's going on today. If I'm Trey, as an example, if I'm Brian, because we're only getting three shows in, I'm really going to focus in on directing when we talk about it, talent, okay, maybe a little bit of camera, okay. Like, for example, if I'm Kim, right, Kim's here, she's not right now, but if I'm Kim, because I'm all the way on the bottom, Group A, I'm really focusing on switcher, camera, and then a little bit of webbing. That's all I care about today. So what I'm saying is just try to make it easy on yourself. I'm going to go through all the equipment because I have to. But the point of the matter is I want to make sure that you're just focusing on the stuff that you need to focus in on today. Then things kind of, take it little by little. Because as I said on Monday, when we're in a real situation here, I'll take you and I'll teach you floor directing. You'll just floor directing for a couple weeks before we move on to something else. Here, you're going to be rotating all the time to get you guys reps in there, okay? So that's kind of what it boils down to in that regard. So just make sure we take care of that. And in a real situation, guys, production-wise, keep in mind, I'm treating this like a job. And you're going to see, because I've had to figure this out myself too, there's times where, starting off at a production, you're on camera, you hear the director, you hear the producer on a headset, you're getting your. It's nothing personal. So if we happen to say "Bon in" on the switch, "Bon in, please." Hey, wake up, let's go. Don't take it personal. As I said, the first day of video performance, you have to have a thick skin. Okay? You really have to have a thick skin. And probably production manager, and I've heard this from coaches as well too. Training camp type style stuff. But even in big production, what do you have to do to get recognized in a big production? Like in a group like this, there's 44 of you right now. Okay? Assuming everyone's here, which is now 44 people. I already know a core group of people, small core group of people. I already know who's going to take care of business based on what I've seen, what I've heard from other instructors, and faculty members. So I already kind of know who are the go-to people. You can never, put 100% of your money on that because there's times, that's why I don't sign internship forms till after second. Because there's people who say, no problem here, and then it's like, whoa. Get to know them a little more, it's, they're not quite as good as I thought. They're not quite as motivated. There's some folks that you think, we'll see. I don't know. But there's a huge group of, they're in the gray area. In the gray area, what I mean by that is, every single quarter, it's amazing to me how many times we have people that progressively in the second week, in the third week, in the fourth week, and they're the quiet ones. Don't really stand out the whole lot. But what happens is you get them on the equipment and they're really, really good. They're taking care of details, they're really showing what they got, which is good. So that's what we want to see. So when we talk about how you get noticed, it's not my job really to notice you. It's your job to get noticed. It's your job to be motivated enough to say, listen, I'll do it. No one wants teleprompter, I'll do it. Always volunteering for positions. And don't feel as though you're a pain in the butt when you do that. That's good that I know that I can count on you and say, fill in a position. You're not going to be afraid because the switcher or somebody, bright lights on. Just go. Just do it. That's what... I always scratch my head sometimes when director positions open and I call someone and say, hey, listen, my director. It's practice. Get some reps in. You know what I mean? So, and for you guys going radio, this is probably going to be the last time, at least in a school setting, that you're going to be doing this type of stuff. So you want to make sure that if you're going radio, you're not going to be directing shows anymore. So you want to get as much opportunity as possible. And the main reason I say that is because I think this class is just as important for radio folks. Because you're going to know enough to be dangerous once you get outside the border on the live television standpoint. There's so much else out there, but you're going to know enough to be dangerous to say, listen, I know kind of what's going on. I have an idea of the pressure involved in a live show, and that's what we want. We want to make sure you get as much out of it as you potentially can. Okay. So again, going on Group A all the way at the bottom, Alana's off, and then next thing you know, you got Group A show two. Alana moves up. Everyone basically moves up, so you get all the way to the top. Group B, show one, that's going to be Eric B at floor director. Then the next time Group B's up, Eric goes all the way back to the bottom. Okay? So that's kind of what you're doing. You're just climbing the ladder. So highlight where you're at if you need to. Make sure you're on the right show. Cross out the shows once we get to them. My plan is hopefully get to the shows. Once we hopefully get around 11 o'clock hour, we'll start getting into shows and get as many as we can. There's no setup today, really. Very little, because I told Straz to make sure to leave everything up, so hopefully everything's good. It looks like everything's running well, and there's no teardown today because Straz is an afternoon class. So the third sheet that I gave you about, it talks about how to set up, first show responsibilities, news production, show prep. We don't really have to worry about that today. There's one thing, and teardown as well. We don't have to worry about any of that today, so we can disregard it until tomorrow. Okay? We'll get into that maybe just a little bit, but the specifics we're not going to deal with today. Right? Any questions before we get rolling? Okay? Yes, sir? You sure can. They're right over there by the monitors and stuff I passed out today. Okay? The stuff on against the wall is the stuff that was from Monday. All right, so let's talk CG. CG. Okay, now, main thing with CG, if you're character generator operator, and again, all this is on the crew responsibilities packet, but I said I was going to get a little more specific with you. Main thing, and it's a beautiful thing if you have already a sheet as far as the roster of the people in your class. If you have that, me personally, though, I would not sit here and say, okay, let me check my roster and see who's talent number one. Okay, that's Aaron C., that's Caruso. Okay, well, you know what? Aaron may not be here. Maybe Aaron was late to crew call. So you want to make sure you have a situation where you go out there and double check, because it may not be here. Scheduled to be there, but maybe not. Okay? So what we're going to do here is on the left-hand side we have our browser, and we have all of our IDs. And if you want some, all you have to do is just double-click on it. Okay? Double-click here. Then you got WLD News, you got your anchor, WLD, that's Plankton, WLD Sports, double click, you got Shock G, WLD Movies. Okay? Which we're not doing movies till the fifth week of the quarter, so you actually want WLD Weather there. Okay? Alright, and also to your full screen, so if you want anything, all you have to do is just double click on the left hand side. That calls it up. Now all you do is call it up. The switcher will actually put it to air. Okay? So you have to call up the right ID. So for example, the very first thing I'm going to do, and again, keep in mind, we're dealing with fields. Okay? There's a variety of different ways you can erase a name and put in a new name. I'm just giving you the easiest way, so we don't screw up any fields or anything like that on this, okay? Layers, it's all layers, it's fields and stuff like that. So all I'm going to do is put the cursor right in front of the first name, the K and K. Now once I do that, I'm going to delete. And then once I delete, I'll put in Tim Reynolds, all right? Tim Reynolds, and I'm going to go under File, and I'm going to save graphic. I'm not going to save as, I want to save graphic. Okay. So basically, Tim Reynolds' name's in there. I'm going to click on number two and say, okay, David Hasselhoff, that's not our anchor today. So what I'm going to do is put my cursor right in front of the D. You know, you could highlight it and delete it. The only problem is there, you potentially could screw up the fields. Okay. So what I'm going to do is put the cursor in front of the D. Okay. Delete. And then just say Jeff Smith. Whatever. Right. File. Save graph. Okay. Now my job here at CG is I always got to be 15 seconds ahead of schedule. Alright? So my job is looking at the rundown sheet and knowing who is coming up first. So if I know we have, let's say, Tim. Tim Reynolds is up. So let's say we have our shot of camera number one. There's Tim. Okay? We find him. And director says lose ID. Once your ID's off a program, Tim Reynolds is still talking, right? But you know the ID's gone. We have about 20 seconds maybe before that story's done, so all I need to do then is just be about 15 seconds ahead of schedule. Just double-click on Jeff. Because I know at some point we're going to say, you know, ready camera three, take three, spawn in, Jeff. Okay? So once the ID is off of program, you go to the next thing. In most cases, it's going to be a lower third, but you just have to make sure it's the right lower third. Okay? Any questions on lower third font? That's basically called our supers or lower third fonts. Yeah?
Do you have to have on the switchers a character generator button in the preview in order to bring the font up, or no?
No, actually what you're going to do is use the downstream key here, and that's going to show up on both.
Okay.
Okay, so, but that's the one you're really concerned with. Okay? All right. Now your full screens, for the most part, will be done, I wouldn't say done for you, at least for the first week. Well, let's go from here. Anyone got their script handy? And I just need to make sure, I'm going to help you out with this here a little bit today, just kind of get off to a good start. Okay, so we have full screen number one to the last page of your script, of your news script. What sport are we? We're doing baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it baseball?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Baseball. I'm just going to put MLB. Major League Baseball. Okay, so I'm going to put MLB at the top, or you put baseball, or I'm sorry, let's go with American League. That may make it easier for you guys today. We'll go American League. Is it American League or National League first?
American.
So we're going to put American, oops, let's spell it right first. American League. All right. Now, as far as straightening up this stuff, I'm not going to worry too much about that right now. I'll talk more about that probably next week. As far as like edge and shadow and stuff like that. But right now we got American League board and file save. All I'm telling you guys is when you're building a board, I'm always going to have templates set up for you. Okay? Templates are always going to be set up for you. So therefore, all you have to do is just treat it like a lower third font. All you have to do is go in front of the P in Pittsburgh. Okay? And that's a 65. Holy cow. That's all right for now. All right, so I'm going to go in front of the PM Pittsburgh and delete. Who's our first team?
Texas.
So either it's up to me to say I'm going to go Texas, I'm going to go Rangers. What do I need to do? So I just put Texas. Texas. Okay. Wow, is that jumbo? That's like jumbo shrimp here. Hold on. Okay. Well, that's fine for now. All right, and how many runs did the Texas Rangers have?
Six.
Six runs. All right, we'll go six. Okay? Now I'm going to file save. Treat this like a, you know, a research paper. Every time you type in a paragraph, file save, file save, file save. I'm changing the team in a score. File save, file save, file save. Okay?
Save graphic.
Save graphic, yep, save graphic. Mm-hmm. Now, New York, who Texas play?
Kansas City.
Poor Kansas City. They're always on the losing side of things. Now, obviously, we have some situations, a little problem here with the font size. We're going to correct that. But how many runs at Kansas City? I'm guessing one or none.
Three.
Good for them. All right. So what we're going to do is just highlight Kansas City, or Texas here. I'm just going to lower that font size. Like 35 or something like that. Okay. Stop. Yeah, that's not good. We'll go 40. 40 sounds good. All right. And Kansas City, same thing. We'll go 40 on that, the whole thing. You're not going to have to really know a whole lot of this here. Okay? We're going to highlight six as well, too. We're going to get that down to 40 as well. Okay? All right, so something like that. We're going to file save. Now, right now, you notice my colors are off because we want winners in yellow, losers in white. They're not lined up. Things like that. But the main thing right now is get the correct information in first. Okay? So here what I'm going to do is just highlight this whole thing and then I'm just going to go 40, 45, enter, file save. All right. All right, so who's my next team on the bottom?
New York.
Okay, so now, again.
Oh, no, either, National League?
No, I'm sorry. American League.
Oh, okay, yeah, New York.
Okay, so I got New York. All right. And
two.
New York had how many runs?
Two.
All right, who did they play?
Los Angeles.
All right. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. For the longest time, and Los Angeles is spelled correctly, correct?
Correct.
We want to make sure. All right. For the longest time, and for some reason myself to this day, I still have trouble spelling Los Angeles. For some reason, I always am unsure. I'm not very confident myself. I'm not a very confident individual when it comes to Los Angeles. It took me forever to spell Cincinnati correctly. Where does the double N come in? So I finally got that right, too. A lot of practice. But basically, all I'm doing here, guys, is I'm just filing, saving this stuff, and I'm putting the right information in. New York had two runs. L.A. had how many?
Nine.
Good deal. Okay. Now, keep in mind, guys, I tend to make up these scores. I don't like New York. I like the city of New York. I just don't like the team. Okay? You're going to notice, and I hate to say it, you're going to notice later on down the line, AFC North, you're going to see the Browns win a lot. Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals all lose just about every single week. And it's really cool because it's a land of make-believe, if you remember Mr. Rogers. So it's cool because I don't get to see that in real life, so it's good to see that in my make-believe life. All right, so we have L.A. And all that other stuff, 9, New York 2. So right now what we need to do is once we get all the information in, what we're going to do then is basically change the colors. Okay? Now, I'm going to help you out changing those colors. We'll worry about changing colors and moving stuff over a little later on. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to help the first person, put those together for you. Okay? So basically what we're going to do here, first of all, for today, for tomorrow, when we get the sports anchor, ID, name in, and out. You know, font in, loose font for sports anchor. Your next step, and this is where we cause a lot of hiccups here, make sure you call up the right full screen. Because your director is going to say, ready dissolve to full screen. So that means American League scoreboard, and you can always refer back to the last page in your script, which is American League board is first. So while camera 3 is out in the air talking about the Tigers, ready dissolve CG, or ready dissolve full screen, director, you got to make sure we got the right board up, American League, okay? Dissolve full screen, okay? Now at this point, your director is going to say ready to advance CG. Ready to advance CG. That doesn't mean to do it. And switcher, you do nothing. Ready to advance it means basically you need to be over here and get ready to do it. And director says advance it, that means double click it. And you go to the next board. Ready dissolve 3, okay? And dissolve camera 3. Once you're off the air, you're going right to the weather ID. So you're always thinking ahead, okay? You're always thinking ahead. And reality check here, because I always like to talk about reality. WNLD is an award-winning institution. However, you have to keep in mind that how many times you watch TV and you see fonts in all the time. Okay? No, we don't font the anchors' names in all the time. We don't do it every single time they're on the air. Typically, we do it maybe three times per newscast. That means basically, hey, here's, you know, Devin Skillian, first time you see him. We don't see Devin's name until maybe after the first commercial break. They'll font his name up again. Okay? But you notice every time we cut to video, there's IDs so many times. We'll talk about this in the upcoming weeks. There's file tape fonts. There's location fonts. There's courtesy fonts. There's all sorts of fonts. And you're always in the habit of fonting in all sorts of different lower thirds. So that's why we're having you guys ID the person's name every single time they're up. Kind of get used to having the right thing called up. And repetition. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, any questions on CG? Okay. And of course, there's going to be. That's why we give you 10 minutes between crew calls and showtime. So if there are any questions, hopefully we can answer those. We're putting you under the gun a little bit, but it's a flexible under the gun. Okay? Meaning we have some luxury there. Okay? All right. Engineer. Let's talk engineer a little bit. Now, again, I already got a list for you guys set up for white and black balancing. We're going to spend starting next week, the next 2 weeks, basically taking groups of 7 or 8 of you and white balancing and black balancing the cameras so you get used to that well before graded shows. But the main thing is, I want to show you, camera 2 is an example, okay? As an engineering station, you have camera 1, 2, and 3, and whatever you route on the router is going to show up on the waveform monitor. This waveform monitor is basically showing you what colors are going into that camera. What do they look like, okay? So if I route camera number 1, camera 2, which is what I have called up right now, and camera 3, okay? So therefore, whatever I route is going to show me the level. And as I mentioned before, and it's on your crew responsibilities packet too, and I'll be bouncing around from you a little bit, with the engineering station, it looks kind of like this. Hey guys, this is the best I can do this. So this is what it looks like. You have 0, which is bad stuff, okay? We're talking our brightest levels, the bright green levels. We don't want anything going into anything below 7.5, okay? As I mentioned before, and I'll take a little marker here, okay? It's going to look like Jabba the Hutt, I know, but this is what you're going to see a lot of times on the close-up shots. Okay, so let's say you got a person out there. Person, yes. Whoa, look at this guy. Okay? And you got a lot of bright levels in there, so, okay? Now, in this case here, if you're looking at route camera 1 up, let's say, and you see a lot of levels just kind of right down here a little bit and looking good, okay? But when you see this, you're thinking, okay, my iris levels, my brightest levels in the shot need to be between 80 and 100. Your iris levels are the bright colors. Your iris levels are going to be with the big wheel. So if I route camera 1, this is camera control unit number 1, and here's my iris levels. Camera control unit number 2, and this is what I adjust. You notice the iris levels go really, really high. Or they go bye-bye. Okay, so I'm controlling how much light's going into them. And then while I'm doing that, I want to make sure my brightest levels, not the real soft levels, but we're talking about the brightest levels, I want to be right around between 80 and 100. Okay. Now, to be safe, I would put it at 100%. Okay. Because even on a graded show, you know, we give you flexibility between 80 and 100. The reason that is because sometimes a shot looks good at 100, then another person may look good at 80. Another person may look good at 90 or 95. Okay. So you want to make sure, I cannot mark you down as an instructor if on a graded day, I'm looking at the shot program or preview, or in this case in the program, say, well, that doesn't look right. Look at the waveform thing, okay, they're at 100, okay? So you'd hear me say on a graded show, I'd say, hey, listen, your levels are within range, okay? So don't freak out here, but look at your shot. It looks better if it's dipped down a little bit. Yeah. So but between 80 and 100, you're good. Okay, well, if you put your levels at 100%, then that's when you can look over at your monitors, like either preview, specifically preview, if you want to fix it before it goes on air. Take a look at preview, and if you think, okay, it looks good, great. If you have your levels at 100%, you look over there and say, yeah, it looks a little hot. All right, bring it down a little bit. Okay, and then you're looking, okay, we're around 95, it looks much better. Basically, what we don't want to have happen is, you guys don't want to bring this level so far up that it looks like that creepy dude from New Moon. Okay? The vampire guy? Or what is he, a vampire? Not a werewolf. He's a vampire. You know what I'm talking about? The really white guy. Okay? Edward from the New Moon or whatever. What's the series called? Twilight series. Okay, so yeah. That doesn't look normal. Okay? That looks like the iris is way too high. If you ever saw the movie, powder.
Powder, yeah.
Okay? That doesn't look right. Michael Jackson towards the end. Doesn't look right. That's way too wet. And that, there's too much shine. Okay? Too much shine. So this level here looks actually pretty good because you have, again, levels right around close to 100, and the brightest levels are between 80 and 90. Okay? Now your pedestal levels are the little black here. The pedestal levels are the 7.5 to 10 is where you want that to be. Okay? And these are the little wheels, like for example on camera 2. Okay, I'm going to route camera 2, I'm going to use the pedestal. Now if I bring this all the way up, you notice how it's all washed out. It doesn't look good. If I bring it all the way down, it's going to look pitch black. And in this case here, a good key for you is if the walls look bloody, which they are very bloody, we see a lot of black in those in that red, all right, that redwood. That means your pedestal levels are way too low. That's way below zero. It's actually below zero. But we want to rest your pedestal levels right around 7.5. Okay? In this case here, if you're looking at your levels, your middle part looks great. It's hanging around 7.5 to 10, okay? But down here, we're dipping down so much. Down here, we're dipping down so much. That's telling you pedestal needs to be bumped up just a little bit because your lowest brightest peaks want to be resting at 7.5. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have your lowest brightest points at 7.5, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to be right on. And you do have some flexibility to bump it up a little bit more because you have 7.5 to 10, even though there's no 10 on your waveform. Okay? So that's what your job is as an engineer. Your job is basically to, while something's over here in program, your job is to say, okay, camera number 2 is coming up, route camera 2, check my levels, and make sure we adjust properly if needed. Okay? Ready camera 1. Okay? Ready camera 1. Let me route camera 1. Okay? Double check the levels. Adjust them accordingly on camera number 1 before it gets to program. Okay? That's kind of what you're doing. That's kind of what you're doing as an engineer. Okay? Just make sure those levels look good. Now, I will say this. And I'm going to help you out for the first part of the show. Part of my gig here is, you know, once you get mic checks, you get everyone in their position first. Get the mic checks. I'm going to help the AD with camera shots. Then I'm going to take a look at the engineer and say, okay, engineer, let's take a look at camera 2. Okay, let's swing them to their individual cameras. Let's take a look at the iris and the pedestal levels. We'll adjust those up as well. Once you're set, for the most part, you're set for the first part of the show. That's until camera 3 breaks off to sports. Different people, different background. We have to adjust. Camera 1's going to break off into weather. It's going to look different. We may have to adjust. Camera 3 goes from sports back to the news desk. We have to go back and adjust. So you will have to make those adjustments during the show. But once we have it set for the first part of the show, we should, as long as nothing kind of weird happens, you don't accidentally touch nothing, we should be good for the first 3.5 minutes of the show. So, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just a little confused.
So am I. Don't worry about it.
Is there a different button for the peak and the low?
Yeah, this one right here, for example, camera 2. Okay. Let me wrap that up for you. Camera 2. Camera 2, you have your iris. That's for your bright colors.
Okay.
Okay. And the pedestal is your pedestal. I'm sorry, your pedestal is lower.
We're talking about the low point.
That's the dark colors.
7.5
to 10 is which
one.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So iris for the bright, pedestal for the dark colors. Okay. All right. Any questions on engineering? There's gonna be a lot of them. My whole goal here today, guys, especially if you're an engineer, at least you know kind of what you need to do. You may not know exactly what you need to do. Okay, but that's kind of the way productions typically work. And I'll tell you this, a lot of times in live productions, we cannot possibly tell you, and I'm speaking from experience because I'm doing this now with people, and of course this is done to me a lot, and still is once in a while. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. You know, a lot of times I had production people, directors, producers say, all right, Tone, your name's Tony, right, Tony? All right, you understand how baseball kind of works? Yeah? Okay, you're going to be by the first base dugout, and what you need to do is just really follow the pitcher and the batter. And when this happens, boom, you're all set. There's like 999 other things that can happen. But what they're going to say is, they're not going to say this, but this is kind of what it translates into, is we may bark at you a few times for the first 4 to 5 innings until you know what the heck is going on. So get out of there. First, you know how to focus camera, right? You know how to focus. You know how to calibrate a zoom lens. You know that white balancing. You know all that other stuff. Okay, great. You know pan and tilt is? Great. Okay. Hop on the camera. Okay. All right, sure. I mean, you are completely floating on a cloud because you don't know exactly what you're doing. You're on pins and needles till you understand what the heck is going on. So don't feel as though you have to understand everything. There's 100 things that are going to go on here. But right now, if you hop on it and you only understand 2 or 3 of them right now, it's okay. Okay, so keep that in mind. It's learning as you go. That's why we have 10 days of production of non-graded shows. Okay? Any questions so far? So far, so good?
parts of it.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Outstanding people. All right, let's get to the assistant director. This is kind of stuff we talked about the other day, okay? Let's go to you guys who are camera two operators. Who's camera two operators? You know who you are. Okay, camera two operators, especially today. Starting out, camera two operator, you guessed it, would be Richard. And then we have Kim and Alana. And we have Eric. We have all sorts. Lakeisha, even. Lakeisha's going to get after it, too. All right, so we got camera two. This is kind of what we're looking at. Camera two, you want to make sure that, number one, and I'll help position the cameras out there, but really, your camera's not moving. I mean, your wheels are going to be locked as long as your camera lens is facing the crack. Line up with the crack in the middle of the news desk, okay, behind the set. So the point of the matter is, make sure the tilt and pan are unlocked. You have a little tension there, but you want to make sure it's unlocked. This goes for all cameras, okay? But the main thing with camera two is, at some point, we're going to fade up to black, and director's going to say, camera two, start your pushing, or start your zooming, slow zooming, or something like that. And when you're told to do that, what you're going to do is just barely hit the zoom control. You're zooming in slowly, and you're tilting up as you go. And once you think you're going to clip off the elbows, you just kind of hit the brakes and just stay there. You are there in that position until the end of the show when we get to maybe the last story. Director will say, camera two, pull out for a four shot, please. And then you just zoom out, tilt down, and get the four shot with everyone in. It's going to look something like this, and we'll go out there and help you out with that as well, too. But this is kind of what we're doing. We're zooming in nice and slow, nice and steady. You notice there's no stop and go action there. It's just nice and steady. Nice and steady, easy going, plane taking off from the runway. All right? And you're going to hang there until the end of the show. And, of course, we may tell you, you know, your AD may say, camera two, pan left a little bit. Camera two, zoom in a little bit more. Camera two, tilt down. We may need that. But, again, make sure the tilt lock is unlocked. The whole point of camera operators is to make sure that you can hold onto the camera and basically with your thumb and index finger, meaning you're not holding, it's not so loose where you're holding on like this and it looks like an earthquake. Okay? But you don't want it too tight because if your tilt is too tight, it's locked up, and we say, on the air, camera two, tilt down. All of a sudden, you're doing one of those. Number one, it looks horrible. Number two, more importantly, you're ruining the tripod. So you want to make sure it's loose enough where you can pan left, pan right, tilt up, tilt down a little bit. Because what I'm saying to you guys as far as production managers is a lot of these producers and directors see you without your hands on the camera during the show. They are going to have a problem. A lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them will have problems until you actually prove yourself and realize you know what you're doing. Okay. Steve Straz, I believe, is going to be in there next week for me, next Friday, because I'll be in Cleveland for a seminar thing, you know, kind of going on a conference. So he's a stickler for that. Okay. So I'm just letting you know, little Stevie, don't mess with me. So make sure of that. Any questions on camera two? Okay. Now, cameras one and three. Your cameras one and three, this will not change all quarter long either. This is the type of shot we're looking for. Now, again, you're going to crisscross. Okay. Rapper from the 80s, and that's Chris Cross. Yeah, good stuff. He tried. Let's review that one. Chris Cross. Yeah, check out behind the music. So this is camera two. I got tail one and tail two.
Yeah, that's
two. If I'm camera number one, I'm behind me is the weather wall. My first shot is over here, tail number one. That's when he's going to turn his body. I'm getting that mid-chest, a little bit of headroom, centered up and in focus. Okay? Camera three is over here in the corner. Sports desk is going to be right in front of you as well, too. But my job is to get tail number two and get that close-up shot. Make sure you're in focus, a little bit ahead of your center, up in focus. Okay? So those are the shots we're going to be looking for cameras one and three. Make sure once you hop on camera, once you put your headset on, zoom in all the way into focus on your tail, even if they're not ready for it. You focus in on them, so then you're just waiting for them to turn to you, which will eventually get to them. Okay? Any questions on cameras one and three? Okay? Now, camera three, we already talked about this, how some of those shots were loose. Camera three, this is your job right here, and we'll demonstrate this out there when we get there. But camera three, your job over here is on tail one for news on a close-up, which is the CU. Okay, I'm going down, Steve. Camera three shoots sports. All right, Art, get over here, zooming all the way in focus. Once you get in focus, you zoom out, and you get the top of the desk. Let's set it up in focus. Okay. And at some point, you're going to go back to the close-up. Okay. For camera one, you got close up over here in tail number one. Camera one, shoot the water ball. Shoot chroma key effect or something. Okay, that's the command you're going to get. You're going to arc it over here, zoom it all the way on the tail again. You always want to do that because we're different distance from you. And then, again, it's going to be a looser shot. Okay, notice sports shots here. Weather shot's going to be even more loose. It's going to be more of a mid, we'll call it a wide shot. Okay, a little more headroom, a little more flexibility. Okay. Any other questions? Mix it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I answer the question? Or no?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Okay. All right. So that's your weather shot right there, and we'll help you out. Again, these shots aren't going to change all quarter, so you get the hang of it. Then the lovable little four shot at the end. Again, remember, sports and weather. When you're done with your reads and you're off the air and you'll see yourself because there'll be monitors out there, keep the microphone on. Don't have a seat. Okay, go have a seat. And odds are we're not going to have you talk. 9 out of 10 times, we're not going to have you talk. But once in a while, we're going to have a problem. It's, oh, we don't have our music open, closed. We don't have it ready. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, no big deal. Like, don't worry about it. Stretch them out. All four mics should be up. Stretch them out anyway. Okay? The beautiful part about this particular class, we don't care when the show ends. Okay? Now, in most other cases, you're always going to have to be concerned, oh, my God, the show's got to end at a certain time. The show is only supposed to be 30 minutes long, or 28 minutes and 20 seconds. Or here, man, whatever. If we end at 6, great. If we end at 5.5, terrific. If we have to stretch them out at the end for another hour, that's fine. Okay? We don't care. We don't care. We want to start the show on time. Okay? We want to start the show on time, but right now I'm not worried about ending. Because we're worried more about the production aspect of it. Okay? Any questions on cameras? And we'll go into the studio and we'll talk a little bit about cameras. But again, this is also for the assistant director. These shots, assistant director, the ADs, make sure you know what type of shots we're looking for. Because we want to make sure, and you got to be aggressive, because if you happen to see camera two, let's say camera one in program, okay, again, that's 25% of your attention. 25% of your attention, Zach. 75% of your attention is over here, and say, hey, camera two, can you zoom in a little bit more? And if they don't do anything in about a second or two, camera two, can you zoom in, please? Okay? You got to get after it just a little bit. Okay? We don't need to yell and scream at people, but we need to get their attention. Okay? Bless you.
Thank you.
So just keep that in mind as we kind of go through that we want to fix up preview and then get some program. Okay? And I'll be helping you out with that. You're going to see some of you guys as far as ADs. You're going to see, man, I'm not even doing anything. Well, that's good. You don't have to do anything. That's a good thing. I mean, but it's always good to say, hey, camera two looking good. Camera one, keep it there. Looks good. It's always good for them to hear that. Because sometimes you get someone out there saying, I don't know if this is right. Let me switch. No. We didn't tell you to do anything. So, looks good. All right. Any questions on the assistant director? Assistant director, you're plugged in right over here. Okay. And now we're going to get the switcher. Fun stuff. Oh, but you have a question first.
Yes.
Christine, yes.
So, do we call the shot at the beginning, and for each one?
Director's going to be called for those shots.
Okay.
You know, camera two, zoom in, ready camera one, take camera one. They're not going to say, camera three, shoot sports with a medium shot. They're just going to say, camera three, shoot sports, and you should already know what type of shots you need to get.
So I'm
going to
be telling them what to do, or the
directors will be telling them what to do.
All right.
Yep. And then once, you know, like for example, if I say camera three, shoot sports, okay, I'm going to go shoot sports. You're going to do all the stuff you know how to do, but then the AD's there to say, oh, camera three, can you tilt up just a little more? Can you pan left just a little more? That's kind of what the AD's role is. Okay, just fine-tuning stuff. Okay.
They're looking at the TVs in the studio?
No. Camera operators are just looking at the little device. No, you're looking over here. We're looking at preview before it gets to program.
Okay, so the director's even here.
Assistant director's going to be right here on headset. Yep, okay. Director's over there on that headset. So you have assistant director, switcher, director.
Okay.
All right, that's kind of what we're looking at. Okay, switcher. Here we go, people. Here we go. Let's talk. Okay. Now, there's a lot of stuff I'm holding back on here, guys. Which we'll eventually get into in the upcoming weeks. But let me fix up a couple things here because this stuff doesn't look right. Bounce screen, fade, and auto frame. Alright. Now the weather row we're gonna have done for you, okay? But I gave you that sheet as far as how to bring it in. I'll be behind you. That's the reason why after the sports full screens, we have this long, boring Ted Musgrave story. You know, it's like an auto racing story. The reason it's there is to give the switcher some time to kind of know what the heck's going on. That's the reason it's kind of a little bit like here, okay? But the main thing is on switcher, here's the faded black button. We want to be in black. You gotta keep in mind that typically at a TV station, this is where master control comes into play, and I told you guys we'll talk about that on Monday. It's part of the production department or operations department. But right now, if our show time is 9 o'clock, okay, it's 8:50 or 8:55 right now, the switcher, you're not fading up from black. Our anchors are getting on the set. They're getting mic checks. They're slapping on makeup. They're doing whatever they do. Okay. Master control right now has Dr. Phil on. Dr. Oz. Okay. Whatever's going on. That's what's on TV. So we have to be in black here until we are told to fade it from black right at the right time. And that time will be on the board for you. Okay. So in the meantime, you could use the preview bus to see everything going on over here. So if the AD wants to check out camera 2, we can touch anything we want. In fact, notice the program bus. You can even touch the program bus if you wanted to. Notice everything's white right now. There's no red there. The reason is because we're already in black. Okay? But you want to have camera 2 in program because that's what we're going to eventually fade up on. But you can always play around with this and check and see our shots and help people out. The first two steps in your weather is the chroma key and effects. That's the handout that I gave you as far as how to bring in the weather. Chroma key effects, okay? That's in the effects keyer. That will not change all quarter. The reason we want that called up is because we're using a chroma key effect. Okay? And of course, camera 1 in the key bus. Okay, camera 1 in the key bus, we're using camera 1 in the key bus. The reason is because we're using a key effect. Okay? And camera 1 is our camera that's set up to do weather. Basically, put in layman's terms, we've ripped out that crazy chroma key green color out of its memory. Alright? So therefore we can insert anything else we want. Okay? So camera 1 is the key bus, plus it's the camera closest to the wall. And typically if you're working at a station, there's always one camera that's set up for this. Okay. So chroma key effects, camera 1 in the key bus is steps you can do before the show starts. Okay? And then at this particular point, you're just following the director's cues. Okay? Ready to fade it from black, right? Ready to fade it from black in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. You can go black eyed peas if you want, but I probably wouldn't recommend that to graded shows. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fade it from black, mic cue. Okay? Ready VTR. Okay, so we're going to ready VTR. You're going to hear the director say, roll it. That's the tape off. Just roll it, get it into motion. Take it is a cut. Anytime you hear take, and that's going to be 90% of the time, cut. All right, so ready camera 1, take camera 1. Ready camera 3, take camera 3. Ready camera 2, take camera 2. Ready VTR, preview bus, take VTR. Okay? So take, take, take. That's most of your transitions. Okay? Now let me call up a lower third font. So we got plankton up there. That's cool. Little guy. Caused a lot of problems. All right, so ready camera 3, take camera 3. Okay? Now, at this particular point, your director is going to say FON in. That's where your downstream key comes into play. It's called DSK. Stands for downstream key. And I don't care how you put the ID in, but you're going to listen to the director say FON in, and you can either cut it in, okay, or you can also dissolve it. Okay, but just kind of keep it in so the director says, lose it. That's fine. So if you want to cut it in and cut it out, you can. You can dissolve it in, dissolve it out. If you want to dissolve it in and cut it out, or cut it in and dissolve it out, I don't care. It doesn't really matter. Some directors care, but I don't care. Okay. But the main thing is get it in, get it out when the director calls for it. Then at some point, the director is going to say, ready dissolve CG, or ready dissolve full screen. Full screen means character generator. That's the full screens over here. So ready dissolve full screen means, all right, bud, you got to get your American League board set up there. Okay. That's right. Get the board set up. So ready to dissolve full screen. I'm going to kind of keep this simple for you guys. Forget about these buttons here. I mean, really, all you have to worry about is really 5 buttons on the switcher. Camera 1, 2, and 3, CG, and VTR. The black one we don't even worry about because we have the faded black button on there. So keep it simple. Keep it simple. Okay? Those are the only buttons you need to worry about. So ready to dissolve CG. Okay, ready CG. Got it. Dissolve CG then turns into your auto trans, which is right next to cut. That's going to dissolve it in. Dissolves in. Ready, advance it. Do nothing. Okay? Advance it means this person. Advance it to national air. Okay, ready, dissolve camera 3. It's a ready. Dissolve camera 3. Auto trans over to 3. Okay? Now the other thing is ready VTR for effects. So ready VTR for effects is goes back to your sheet that I gave you. Now it's going to be background and key 1 together. Okay? Let's call up. Let's see if we get a weather map here. See what I got there. Ah, there we go. There's Ollie. Ollie the orangutan. That's right. Y'all got it? So what I did there is ready VTR for effects. So ready VTR, background and key 1. Okay. And I'm going to make sure it's all keyed in for you right now. And if it gets locked up, I'll take care of it. So if I'm playing piano on the buttons for a couple seconds, and don't worry about it. We're going to get to that. Okay. So background and key 1 together, because what we're doing here, guys, is we're taking camera 1
which is a camera with a person with a green wall behind them, okay? And VTR, which is video of weather maps. When we hit background and key one, we're fusing them together. Okay, we're bringing them together, and we just have to, you know, kind of do some detailed work up here, which is already going to be done for you this week. Okay, so once we have that set, director says, roll tape. Let's roll the weather maps. Okay, so we're going to roll it, and then director says, take effects. And take effects again, and here take. That's cut. So there's Ollie doing his thing. And this is going to be you guys out there, so really good. He doesn't really talk much. But nonetheless, you're going to talk about all sorts of good stuff as far as weather's concerned. All right, which I'll show you in a little bit. Now, at some point, director's saying, camera three, shoot the news desk, shoot town two. So camera three, got to go back, and you got to zoom in all the way and focus in on your town, get a close-up shot, and we're going to be ready in camera three, and then director's going to say, take three. Take it, okay, and then on your own, hit background. That'll take your key effects out. Because if you don't do that, that's when you get your weather person on top of the news anchor, okay, on the air. Okay, well, let's see that, okay? And then at this particular point, director's going to say, all right, ready camera two for a four shot? Take two. Roll music. Bingo. That's roll over here. Ready VTR. And that'll be take VTR here in a second. You notice we're not quite queued up yet, but we'll let this thing roll. Everyone's saying see you later. Bye. Roll tape. All right, take VTR. And director's going to say music full. Music full. Okay. And then at this point, director, you can just end the show whenever you're ready. Okay, ready to fade out to black in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fade to black, the switcher fades out, and audio, you fade out at the same time. So audio and video fade out at the same time. Okay? A lot of stuff, I know, a lot of stuff. But prioritize what you need to do. That's really what we're working on. Okay? Any questions whatsoever? I'm sure there's none.
How come we didn't have like a weather read in video performance?
We were lucky to get to a read in video performance, the way that was going. But no, we used to have weather in there for a fifth read, but we went to live shots because more people are going to be doing that than weather stuff. Weather's more of a four-year degree thing, but which we'll talk a little bit about that today as well, too. So,
what?
Sorry. It's more of a bachelor's, a four-year degree is what you're looking at for that.
Yeah.
To become a meteorologist. Now, you can become a weathercaster. Okay. The thing is, I mean, that's good. But, you know, you can't demand a whole lot of money and, you know, sometimes credibility issues as well, too. So it makes the station more credible, you more credible, and you more, obviously, rewarding.
Are you saying a lot of weathercasters
are meteorologists?
Are you saying a lot of weathercasters are meteorologists?
No, if they're meteorologists, they're going to say meteorologists. Oh, okay. But if they don't say meteorologists, that means they're pretty good in front of the camera. Okay. Maybe they're in practice. Maybe they're going to school for it.
Okay.
But we'll get to that here in a second.
Okay.
All right, Switcher, any questions on Switcher? So far, so good? Very nice. Okay, let's talk tape real quick. We're almost through the bridge, people. We're almost through the bridge. Okay. It's a lot going on. You're going to notice throughout the weeks here, too, folks. Like tomorrow, less talk information. Next week, Thursday, because there's, you know, basically 6 days off of shows. But we're talking not as much as today, but less and less talk as we go through. The main thing, what I'm going to hit on throughout the course of the weeks on Thursdays and Fridays are either A, changes to the scripts and changes and things you need to know. Things I'm holding off on right now. Okay? And the other thing is anything we're having issues with. If I happen to see some problems, we're going to spend a little more time on it. Okay? All right. So the thing here as far as tape operator, what we're looking at here is the middle part again. Don't worry about it. That's all editing. Okay? What you need to worry about right here is the right-hand side, which is the record side, which controls this deck over here. Okay? So again, if we're in black, at the beginning of the show, we're going to be in black. You have a little black button here on the black panel that says reset. So you can hit reset to zero that out if it helps you out. You don't have to. If it's at 14, you know 14 plus 5 is 19 seconds, right? And you know 20 plus 5 is 22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So we're 3 second delay. That's okay. But we're there. Okay, it's still morning. We haven't had the help truck yet. All right. But 5 seconds, you got to say speed. So the director then says, okay, we're about 30 seconds away from air. Roll record advises the speed. All right. So play record. And then in 5 seconds, I'm just going to basically say speed, which basically means it's an editing cue that we're up to speed, we're ready to roll. All right, speed, good deal. So you just let this thing go. You don't even bother with this thing until the end of the show. Once we fade to black and you hear the director say, pause your quarter deck. Pause your quarter deck would be stop. So look at this as the bookends to this thing. It's in black at the beginning, and then we use it again in black at the end. Okay. This side over here controls the play side. Now, what you always want to do on the play side, is you want to rewind the tape back to the beginning, assuming the person did not do that before you, okay? Because what you're going to do is basically, you're always going to see your stuff right over here in the frame store. We're going to cue that up and cue that up roughly to the first second of the video, okay? Which will be, in this case, the open, okay? Now, quite honestly, because this is a glorified radio station happening for the first week or two, because we really have no news video, we don't have any sports highlights, we have nothing. This is really basic stuff that we're doing, kind of, you know, again, get the plane in the air here for you guys. But if you're not quite queued up to the beginning for the first week or two, we could get away with it, actually, because there's not a whole lot of view. Okay? Well, a lot of vision. What you have on this tape, assuming you're at the beginning, countdown is in front of everything. Countdown, the video over. Okay? After that's done, you have 9.5 days, really, to get to the weapon. Shuttle forward, you got a countdown, queue up to the weapon. Once the weather's done, shuttle forward, countdown, get to the first second of the close. This is the one you just saw. Later on down the line, and it's going to be, you know, a few weeks down the line here, you're going to have a tease video, followed by an open, followed by a news video, 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 followed by a sports bump, followed by sports highlights, followed by weather, in this case, it'll be movies, followed by news video, close. Right, so, and then, of course, if you're not quite queued up to the beginning of that, you are missing out on a lot of stuff, okay? So make sure we take care of that. So rewind the tape to the play side all the way back to the beginning. And I'll kind of show you how this works out here. Let me call it VTR so you actually can see over there as well, too. But basically what I'm going to do, I got my little toggle switch over here, too. And this actually can shuttle to the right to go forward. And it's actually shuttled to the left to go backward. But starting off, all you have to do is hit play. And then as soon as you see your first piece of video, it's still. Okay? And then all you're doing here is when the director says roll, that's all you're waiting for, roll. Roll tape, roll video, roll open, roll, whatever, roll a hit play. Okay? Now once this is going and it's on the air, just leave it alone. Once we cut to the take camera one, which is our first shot in news, you got to make sure, first of all, you're off the air and the music's down. When you're off the air and the music's down, what you need to do at this point is then shuttle forward. Don't hit fast forward because it's digital, it's going to fly. All you're going to do is just use your toggle switch and go to the right. And you got more than enough time to do this here, guys. And I'm not even worried about your pace right now. Okay? There's a lot of black in between. There's a reason for that. Just kind of give you some more work. Okay? And then you can bring your toggle switch back to the middle. To the right goes forward, to the left goes backward, to the middle, it pauses. So I'm thinking, oh man, I'm right there, I'm almost there, oh my god, oh my god. You know, just hit play if you want. And then once you see the first part of your video, hit still, okay? Just kind of hang tight, and wait till the director says, roll tape. Roll it. Let's roll it. They take it, and you let it go. Once that's done, same thing. Off the air, show it forward, get to your close. Okay? Yes? Oh, because I have it set up for that, that's all. Typically, VTR is going to be over there in preview, and you can see it here before we actually take it to air. Okay, so that's why I just have it called up so it's more monitored. Okay. All right. Any questions on the tape? Okay. And again, I'm behind you too. So if I see something that's not quite going right, okay, I'll be there to help you out. Once in a while, I do not off, but for the most part, I'm there. Okay, so you guys are back to on it. All right, audio. Now, audio is, this is one position, along with engineer, that people tend to watch the show too much. That's why this monitor will not be on, okay? Because people tend to watch the show and they're glazed over, okay? And they're not paying attention to the cues. So, again, what we're going to be on is number one for talent number one. Talent two is mic two. Sports is talent three. And then movies is talent four. Everything else we're going to mute, with the exception of number 11, which would be for your music, for the open and the close, okay? So first thing we're going to do is once we get everyone in gear, everyone set up, very first thing, director and audio are going to get together and say, okay, director, hey, mic check on talent number one. Mic check, talent number one. Beautiful. All right, just go back to first quarter. Once they're reading, bring the fader bar up to unity, okay, the gray line. Use the top of the trim and try to peak their highest peak at 0 decibels on the bubbles over here, okay? Now, keep them reading, and what I'm asking you guys to do as far as anchors, read the script normal pace, normal volume, just read it, and read it, and read it, and don't be all frustrated, but are they done yet? They're just getting going, okay? So it doesn't hurt you just to read it. Weather,
if I remember here, I'm going to try to put a script on the wall because I don't want people ad-libbing that stuff. There's some people who ad-lib great, most can't. Okay? It's very frustrating for the audio engineer.
Well, I went to bed last night around 10. It's like no one cares,
and then all of a sudden it turns into a giggle fest. It turns into like five little girls that are still 4 years old in preschool. And we don't want that. We just want a mic check. Okay? That's all we want. So the ad-lib out of a paperback thing sometimes is tough for a lot of folks, and it's, I'm not faulting for it because it's tough. But we're going to put a script out there, so just read it off the wall. Okay? All right, so once we get a mic check, we're all set. Bring it on down, same thing. Mic check number two. Floor director tells him, bring the fader bar up to the gray, top of the trim, and get it 100%. Do that for sports and weather as well. Once that's all set, you get a tape. Hey, tape operator, can you roll the music open, please? Bring the VTR low up to Unity, top of the trim, and adjust the levels at 100%. Once you have that set, we're not touching those trims again during the show. Okay, so the trim adjustments, very, very top notch. We're only touching those for mic checks because they're very, very sensitive. So if you bring up the fader bar on the mic cues, and that's what you're doing, anytime you hear mic cue, you bring up the proper channel. Okay? But the main thing is if they're too loud or whatever the case is, use your fader bar up and down to adjust. And again, on your rundown sheet here, it's going to specifically say, you know, tails 1 and 2. We're fading from black, like 1 and 2, top. Okay? We get to the video open, that's going to be sound on tape, that's going to be your VTR level. Tail number 1 for home foreclosure, that's going to be the only microphone out. So basically, here's how it works. If you have a situation where, I don't have the fader bars in front of me here, but let's just say this. Tails 1 and 2. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fader from black means nothing. Mic cue, bring them up quick. Okay, so you have 1 and 2 up. Director says, okay, roll VTR, which is your tape operator, music under. That means VTR number 11, okay, mic channel number 11, you're going to bring the fader bar up about halfway, just like you would for radio class when you're introing a song, okay? So channels 1 and 2 up, VTR levels half, and at some point the director's going to say, dump the mics, bring them down, music full, bring it up to 100%. Okay? Ready to take camera 1, so here's number 1 channel. Take 1 mic cue, anytime for talent, it's up quick. Okay, and then bring the fader bar down to the VTR. Alright, so home foreclosures are going. You hear ready 3. Alright, so in this case here, when you hear take 3 mic cue, take 3 mic cue is bam, up and down, quick. So microphones for talent are up and quick. Have your rundown sheet with you. As I said, for non-graded shows and graded shows, folks, you can have this with you. You can mark anything you want on it during shows. It is a cheat sheet, but for some reason a lot of audio engineers don't like to bring this with them. I don't know why, they just don't like to bring it with them. So have it with you. Don't guess. Okay, don't guess on the audio channel because that's when the things get a little bit sloppy in that regard. Okay. What we're saying to you guys, and this is something that I believe, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Left Eye. Remember Left Eye from TLC?
Yeah.
Okay, Left Eye was way ahead of her time, and I think what she was trying to do is relate this to music production. When she said, "Don't go chasing waterfalls, rivers and lakes, occasional geysers, oceans, whatever." But the point of the matter is, and it works out perfectly for this, because what does audio do? Only, don't go chasing waterfalls. Don't pay attention to teleprompter. You don't pay attention to tape. You only stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to. That's what she meant when she said that. Okay? Engineer. Same concept. Engineer's over there. What does engineer do? Engineer's looking at CG during the show. Engineer's looking at CG, looking at all this. Rivers and lakes. Okay? Rivers and lakes. All right? And you guys are going to catch yourself. Some of you guys are going to catch yourself. You'll be engineering, and then, of course, we have stretch them out. And then, of course, engineer, you need to fix something, but you're like, like, engineer, we need you. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Rivers and lakes. Okay. All right, so Left Eye used to work for us, too. He was a former student. All right, so here we go with teleprompter. We'll go through teleprompter real quick before we take a nice little stroll outside. Teleprompter, again, what you're trying to do here, we're going to go into prompt mode. We're going to click on prompt. Okay, begin prompting. Here's where your prompter is right up here, okay? This is really for editing, okay? But you have a little graph, a little bar over here, a little box. And basically, this is mouse driven. So basically what I'm going to do is take my little bar here and left-click on this, and I have to just control the mouse. Right now I'm at the midpoint, it's not going anywhere. But if I bring this above the midline, it's going to go forward. If I bring it below the midline, it's going to go backwards. And you'll see this when you get up here. Keep it right in the middle, it's not going to go anywhere. Okay? But what we're trying to do is keep the line the anchor's reading right now in the middle, And I would do that so you're comfortable, in the best case scenario, about a third of the way down. But right now, try to keep the line the anchor's reading right in the middle. And the anchor should be dictating the pace of use. Prompt drop. Okay? So what you're going to do is try to read this. So what I'm going to do is basically have someone in the front here. Anyone want to read the first story? Anybody? Frank House? All right. Hands up, please. How? Okay, so what we're going to do is just have you read the first story off my prompter, and I'm going to try to follow along with what he's doing. All right?
The number of home foreclosures continues to skyrocket all over the United States. According to analysis, more than 400,000 homes went through some sort of foreclosure this month. That is double the amount of foreclosures at the same time last year. The immediate future is not looking all that bright either, with several experts predicting that the number will increase up to 3% in the next half year. Foreclosure activity includes notice of default, auction sales, and bank repossessions.
Perfect. And then we go on to the next person. That worked out really well. Mm-hmm. Now again, sometimes you have to slow it down, sometimes you have to speed it up. But what we're doing here is just trying to keep the line that they're reading right in the middle. Okay, now the main thing is, keep in mind, this prompter, it's a computer. And you know what happens with computers when you need them the most. Sometimes they skip, they jump, they just decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to take a nap. Okay, so that's why we're telling you guys, as far as anchors, know your script pretty well. Be on the right page, because you should have your script just like first quarter, a little bit away from you on a slight incline. So when you're looking up, and if the prompter goes out, you know, hopefully I'm going to give you a few seconds to find your spot, and then just go with the flow and just do a head bobbing thing if you need to. Okay? But the main thing for you guys, and I want to make sure of talent, this is one thing I'm going to be grading you guys on. You have to try to make sure that you're not letting people know that there's problems elsewhere. Okay? Right? So I don't want these little, you know, that's telling right away. And I know it's happened for a lot of people, but it's telling right away, hey, listen, folks, there's something going on here, and it's not my fault, is what you're doing. A lot of people these days like to pin the blame on other folks. So keep in mind, it's the eye or talent. You know, a lot of times you do get blamed for stuff. You know, and it may not be your fault. But you went on camera 3, it's the wrong camera. Well, maybe it wasn't your fault, but people at home don't know that. But you're not going to say, oh, well, let me throw my floor director under the bus and you pointed me to the wrong camera. Now in the football and stuff. No, you don't do that. All right? So the point of the matter is, don't try not to let that, don't let it throw you off. Okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, the first 15 seconds I was on the air, the first 15 seconds on television, right, ready to roll, it's a Sunday night, I introduced myself, the very first 15 seconds of my television, on-air television career, I said, well, let's go to Cincinnati for the highlights. There was no highlights for like 5 seconds. Okay? Radio, I wasn't used to this because I controlled everything. Okay? But here, it's like, I don't control everything. I'm up that line. So let's head to Cincinnati for the highlights. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no highlights. So I said something like, and I didn't mean anything by it. I just said, well, hopefully we'll see those highlights sometime soon here. You know, of course, I wasn't talking like that. I was talking like this. Okay? But I'm thinking, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal. Well, after your Sunday night sportscast is over, typically what the director's going to say is, okay, Tone, what stories you want to use for the morning sports? So after the 11 o'clock news is over, it's about 11:35, 11:40, you pick a couple stories and say, we'll take stories 1, 2, and 3, and then we'll just tape the sports right there so then we can air it for the morning. Okay? But here the director comes walking out because I said, hopefully we'll see those highlights. So basically saying, I don't know what to do. You know? She comes walking out. She was a nice lady. Okay? But this is the first time I ever met her. She comes walking out. She goes, don't you ever do that again. What do I do? If there's a problem, ad lib out of the paper bags. Okay, so what stories you want to do, huh? 1, 2, and 3, sure. So I'm thinking, wow. Holy cow, that kind of threw me off. But then later on, it's like, okay, listen, what I was doing out there was, well, hopefully we'll see those highlights. Basically saying, it's not my fault. Guys, get your act together back there. That's kind of what I was doing without even realizing it. Okay? Instead, well, instead of the highlights in Cincinnati, Reds are playing very, very well right now. In fact, the Nationals are struggling too as well too. So all I'm doing right here is ad-libbing just a little bit. And the highlights we're going to show you here is a couple home runs because actually the power has not been there for Cincinnati. Damn, there it is. Now again, we're second inning. That's where we're going to pick it up. Reds up 3-0 already. You just go with it. Just ad-lib a little bit if you can. Be ready. Same thing if you guys are news and say, we're going to swing it over to Tim Burke with sports, okay? But you're seeing. But first, before we get to sports, now luckily you have a co-anchor. So talk a little bit about maybe what's coming up with sports, maybe what's coming up with the weather, maybe something you just talked about, maybe, hey, the weekend's coming up, looks like the weather's going to be a little chillier.
And then, of course, you get the wrap. But enough about us. We're going to swing it over to Tim for the sports. Tim? Now, Tim may be ready. He may be done with sports. Well, that's it for sports. We're going to send it over to whoever for the weather, right? Point of the matter is, he may get the stretch. So have something else to say. Our guy last quarter, it seemed like every time we stretched it out, he could talk about the Redwoods for days, okay, hours, right? Matt was our guy, Matt McKay. So the thing was, they had a good direction. I haven't talked about the Red Wings. Well, okay. Well, with the Red Wings going on right now, he can talk. So the director's like, don't freak out. He can talk for an hour, okay? Camera 3, let's focus your camera. Camera 3, focus. We're not going anywhere, camera 3, until you focus the camera. Camera 3. It's like, look at your tail. He's not shutting up. Let's not read him out. He's perfect. That's what we want. Okay? But the problem is, you're the only one out there. So talk about something related with sports. Talk about weather. Just talk like, have something to say. Okay. And then once you get the wrap, well, that's it for me. Finally, we can set it out back to weather. And then weather, typically, we're not going to have to stretch it out too much, if at all, because the weather map's going to go to black. We don't want it going to black. So if anything, if weather's done, and let's say our camera 3 shot is supposed to come over here and shoot the talent with a mom and dad story at the end, and that's not ready, well, guess what? Camera 2's already here. It's a safe shot. So, director, you're thinking, oh, God, weather's almost done. Camera 3's not focusing. Oh, my God, what do I do? No big deal. Ready, two, take two, mic cue. So, instead of floor director being over here, they're ready, mic cue. She's got to be ready for change. I got to be ready for change. All of a sudden, it's ready, two. Okay? There's no teleprompter, so she's got the head bobbing thing for the guy yard. So, what I'm saying is always be prepared. Always be prepared for those changes. Okay? That does happen once in a while. Any questions as far as the talent aspect as well, too? Again, talent number 1 is going to be off to the left, talent 2 to the right, sports, and then weather as well. Okay? Any questions on that? Okay. So instead of going into the studio for 30 minutes and then having to wait, we just have to get back to 10 o'clock. We'll meet me in the studio and go through cameras and weather.